got drama? It's group therapy on B98.5.
All right, Celia has some former landlord problems.
So I moved into an apartment in Midtown, and when I went to go set up my phone and my cable, the jack, you know, where they set it up behind my TV, they told me that it doesn't work. Like, it's a dead outlet. There's no way to use it.
Okay.
So what I ended up doing was having them run the cables to the other side of the room to use the one that worked. And then because of that, I had these, like, exposed wires, you know, that's, like, on my wall and the floor that were going to look horrible, and the one on the floor was going to trip over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got these, like, adhesive strip things, like this, like, channel, and it's held together by adhesive strips, rather. Like, it basically just covers the ugliness of the wires. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but, like, it just hides them.
So yeah, these run along, like, the floorboards, and they run the entire length, and then you just put the cable in there, so you can't even tell that they're there, right?
Right, you can't even see them. So, now, my landlord wants to charge me $150. He apparently sent some guy into my apartment after I left and undid everything I did. And he tells me that he was, like, there, you know, there for hours, and he took apart everything that I did. And he wants to charge me $150 for it.
Is this out of your security deposit?
Yeah.
This is rough, because they usually just mail you a check, right?
Yeah.
So we need to call your former landlord and see if he'll come on with us to talk about this. Can you give us his number and hang on a sec?
I sure will.
All right, sit tight. We'll talk to him next and see what he'll say about this. Hopefully we can get it all square and you can be on your way, $150 richer.
Instead of boring your coworkers with your drama, be part of group therapy. This is B98.5.
We just talked to Celia. She said that she moved out of her place in Midtown, and she left these channels because the cable behind the TV, like, the connection was bad, so she had to connect the cable from the other side of the room, and then she put these adhesives along the floorboard so that she could get the cable from one side of the room to where her TV was. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now we have Troy on the phone. You're her former landlord?
Yeah. If she wants her $150 back, she can take me to small claims court. That work's already been done. She signed a lease, and in the lease, it clearly states any alterations to the apartment itself have to be approved by management. She never called. She just went ahead and did this, and now I'm left with what amounts to a sticky mess.
First of all, it wasn't an alteration. An alteration to an apartment is like knocking down a wall or, you know, adding a skylight. I mean, this was me hiding these wires in my apartment that I wouldn't actually have had to hide if the outlet in your apartment worked, and it didn't.
You were to leave the apartment exactly the way you found it. You
but that's
called
not an alteration.
I would have taken it up with the cable company and had them replace their property, which was faulty. They should have done it anyway.
No, it wasn't their property that was faulty. It's yours. They told me it's a dead outlet. And by the way, I mean, as far as, like, calling goes, before you had some guy come in and take everything apart that I did, you could have called me, and either I would have come in and I could have done it. I don't even know why you would take it apart. I'm not the only person that's going to live there. I assume you're going to rent it out again, and the people that get it next, they're going to have to do the exact same thing. That outlet doesn't work.
Did it ever occur to you to move your TV to the other side of the room? The outlet where it
did? Of course it did. It doesn't fit there. My entertainment cabinet does not fit there, and nobody's will.
You're actually getting a deal. I used my maintenance man to do it. It took him an entire day.
I'm not getting any kind of deal. That's not true. $150 is not a deal. It cost me $20 to do that.
Bought a contractor in there? He would have gobbled up the entire...
You need a contractor. You're not adding a wall. And if you are, I'm not paying for it.
Celia, did you tell him that the outlet was bad at the time?
Yeah, I did, actually. He never got back to me, but I put a note in with my rent to let him know.
If you would inform me that you needed to make an alteration to the place, there's other ways to do it other than the adhesive strip. They've got little clamps with nails. Repairing that damage is far easier. That's what I would have advised you to do. But you didn't. You took it upon yourself. You ran the sticky substance all the way around the room, and I had to deal with the aftermath.
So here's the deal, okay? Celia knows this. I'm not sure, Troy, if you know this, is that on group therapy, we typically listen to people's arguments. And if you're very sure that you are owed the $150 and that you should dock her security deposit when you return it, then we can save small claims court and solve this in, like, 20 minutes. How confident are you in your argument?
I'm 100% confident she signed the lease.
If they agree with you, Celia, you're off the hook. If they agree with Troy for his trouble because he didn't ask to come on here, then Troy can take $200 out of your security deposit.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm cool with that. This is a hassle. Let's just get it resolved.
All right, 404-741-0985.
This morning's forecast calls for a 100% chance of drama. It's group therapy on B98.5.
All right, so we have Celia and Troy on the phone because Celia says that she moved into an apartment. Troy's her landlord. And when she moved in, she set up her furniture just so. Well, when the cable company came over to connect the cable to her television, they realized that that cable outlet was dead. So she had to run cable from the opposite side of the room where there was a good outlet. And she ran these adhesive channels along the floorboards because she didn't want the cable running through the middle of the living room. Well, now that she's moved out, her former landlord, wants to dock her $150. He hired a guy to come in and remove all the channeling and repaint and all of that. He says that she's getting a deal.
I agree with Celia. Adhesive does not take a maintenance man all day to do. He wanted to hold $25 of her deposit, maybe.
He said he was saving her money by using his own guy instead of a contractor. Imagine if he had hired a contractor. Thousands.
I mean, I'm with her. I mean, people think sometimes females are idiots. It would not take a contractor to undo what she did.
Thank you so much, Mike in Cobb County.
Well, I think once he's notified and the onus is on him to go ahead and make sure that, everything in the apartment works like it should be, like she signed the lease for. And also, if you own property and electricity is not working correctly, it's kind of a safety issue for yourself to make sure your property's safe and your tenant's safe.
Using his logic, say there was no electricity in the apartment and she used an extension cord to hook up electricity, he would probably charge her for that, right?
Right, and then if it burns down, he's going to blame her because there's electric cord. or if there's no light in the living room, based on what he said, then she should move all her living room furniture into the bedrooms.
Right. Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day, okay?
Sue, take care.
Hey, Michael in Stockbridge.
I say I'm fighting for her because if she put a note into her rent saying that the outlet doesn't work, then he should not take money from her security deposit. So I'm with her.
All right, the final word on this with Celia and her former landlord, now Troy, coming up next on Group Therapy.
Don't post your drama on Facebook for the whole world to see. Take it to Group Therapy for the whole world to hear. This is B98.5.
Celia says when she moved into her apartment, the cable connection behind her TV was dead, so she had to run cable from the other side of the room. She used these adhesive channels to be able to hide the cable along the baseboards so that she could do that. Her landlord came in after she moved out and said, oh, well, I have to now pull these off and paint the floorboards. And that's to the tune of $150. And Celia's argument was, how else was I supposed to get the cable over there? You should have left those channels there. The next tenant could have used them. And our audience agrees with Celia's argument that, you know what? Your equipment didn't work in the apartment. So, Celia, you're off the hook of the $150.
Well, see, I'm really glad to hear that.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. But I've got a phone call to make to a cable company here as soon as we hang up. So.
You can take it up with the cable company, or you can take it up with, like, maybe have that contractor come back and figure out what's up with that outlet, because you're going to have this problem in the future.
Absolutely. One way or the other, it's going to be dealt with. But since cable company is the ones that installed it, to me, that's their equipment. That's their fault.
But you're going to give Celia her whole security deposit back, right?
I will cut the check as soon as I hang up the phone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Troy.
Not a problem.
All right, you guys. Thanks for coming on Group Therapy.